Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, Lessons from the Marathon. Well, dear friends, as some of you know, I recently got myself to the starting line of a marathon, 26.2 miles, and learned things along the way about how I want to live my life. First, have an inspiring goal. Mine was beat Lance Armstrong's time in his first marathon, officially adjusting for our age difference, of course. Yeah, I guess I'm a little ambitious. How did I do? I'll tell you in a couple. Next learning, the answer to what people often ask hearing you run marathons. Why would you wanna? Answer, no why that I can put into words. I just know this big blob of protoplasm that calls itself Rich O'Neill loves to run, loves to get faster, and loves to run farther and farther and faster and faster. Why is deeper than words, in our cells, in what our mitochondria whisper to the ribosomes and the smooth endoplasmic reticulum as they power us along. Remember those, my fellow ancient ones, long removed from bio class? And I learned to listen to this why without words, to my passion in choosing my life, and that following our passion is what makes the journey great. Next, the marathon isn't 26.2 miles. It's all the get ready to run it miles plus 26.2. Like Edison said, 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. And that having my family, Pammy, Nick, and Riley, jumping out from the crowd in the pouring rain, running alongside, handing me water, cheering, "Go, Bob, doing great," is why. The why in our tearful whispers after I staggered across the finish line into their loving, loving, loving arms. And check out the t-shirts they made for the race and the other pictures on YouTube. They're better than words. How did I do? Well, let's just say I'm Dr. Rich, faster than Lance, age-adjusted O'Neill. Yeah!